Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Interesting to look at the list this week. The continuing efforts to pass gun legislation, immigration overhaul bill, tension over North Korea, Mitch McConnell and Ashley Judd, the president again, and all this stuff. Hard to know where to begin.
Yeah, we'll begin with number 10 and work our way to number 1 in terms of stories and in terms of people. Stories. Major League Baseball action at number 10. Obama's White House concert at number 9. Hillary Clinton in 2016, number 8. Number 7. MSNBC's Melissa Harris Perry Flapp. Number 6, Mitch McConnell and Ashley Judd's controversy. Number 5, the death of Margaret Thatcher. Number 4, the immigration reform bill. Number 3, North Korea missile threats. Number 2, gun legislation proposals. And number 1, Obama's fiscal 2014 budget. On the people survey, the people talked about it. Number 10, Jay-Z and Jay Carney. Number 9, John Boehner. Number 8, Melissa Harris Perry. Joe Biden is 7. 6 is Hillary. 5 is Rand Paul. Number 4, tie between Mitch McConnell and Ashley Judd. Number 3, Kim Jong-un. Number 2, Margaret Thatcher. Number 1, Barack Obama. Interesting, you know, array of characters.
Michael Harrison, you know, one of the things that I find interesting as a student and promoter, I was talking to somebody the other day who was decrying something that was going on in radio, and I said to him the line that you and I always, you tutor me in this, and it is the correct way to have a cheerleading squad for our format. And the format has to do with what's spoken, the spoken word formats that are on the air. So for the longest, this was a guy who was program director of a pretty good sized radio station in Boston. And we were going back to the good old, I was in my glory, because this fellow only heard but never knew Gene Burns or Jerry Williams. Or some of the people who were responsible for the news talk genre without it being political. Those guys and many others, and I don't know, maybe we're going to go back to that at some point in time, disturbs me when people keep talking. The National Association of Broadcasters this week had a whole panel on how to revive AM radio. And the reason I bring it up is because in our environment, a lot of the people that are listening to this program and the other news talk radio programs, they're listening on the AM band. But I thought you might want to go back with me and, more importantly, the people listening to this, to some of the great people over the time that we've been doing this, the focus on the format, the cheerleaders for the format, and how it transitions. And the reason I'm sort of saying this as well is I'm fascinated with things that are on our list this week and how there are three sort of distinct things in terms of the issues that are talked about on the air. The regular news talk issues, maybe mostly political. Then there's sports talk radio and the issues that are, you know, drama, the victories and defeats, all that stuff that Jim McKay so well did in the early days of the ABC Saturday and Sunday programs. They were on television. What is it? The something of defeat and the guilt. What was that old expression on ABC?
Yeah,
you remember?
The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
That was it. Right. And you feel like you're getting that now with some of these very talented sports talk radio hosts. And then we have the good people who many of them have been around for a while doing business talk, money talk. And so we have, you know, issues like the tax day is probably going to be something that we'll talk a lot about next week. And that's a sort of a generic thing, but yet something a lot of people are interested in. And the reason I'm sort of delineating these three, because there's so much available. There's so many great things in which to be entertained and learn things. I find this to be a very exciting time. And the naysayers, oh, AM's dead and all that other stuff. No. Not at all. A lot of people are finding this to be, you know, kind of an oasis, aren't they?
Well, yeah, a lot of people do listen to it, and a lot of people are doing it, mm-hmm. and it's there, and it's real.
Yeah.
It's not gone. It's happening. But it does face certain problems. There certainly are some industrial situations that the AM band faces, technologically, the sound of it, the competition for music radio on FM. The fact that young people don't seem to listen to AM as much as they listen to FM. So there are issues facing AM radio, but there are also technological issues facing FM radio and its competition with the Internet, and there's problems facing the Internet with its competition with itself.
Well, there's also
the Internet. Try starting an Internet operation today.
Oh, my God.
It's not like one place where everybody is. Yeah. You know, it's like sailing a rowboat across the ocean. It's it's gigantic, and you're a little speck.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of problems out there. But you covered a lot of ground in your statement question that you just did.
A couple
of things I'd like to answer. You said, you know, they didn't talk politics in the old days. They certainly did talk politics.
Well, I meant it not to be right and left. It wasn't
delineated. Partisan. They were political, but they were not partisan. Mm-hmm. There's a huge difference between being overtly partisan and just being political and unpredictable, being more populist, more for the listener, as opposed to more for the government or more for the parties, which are basically extensions of each other.
Right.
And big business, too. I mean, there was once a time when talk radio was totally geared to the benefit of the individual listening and protected the listener from big business, big government, big political machines, even big religion. I mean, big anything. Just like sports talk radio is supposed to be geared to protect the fan, the sports fan, from big sports and all the organized, high paid athletes, all the things that really kind of like work against the interests of the poor schlep out there who wants to enjoy sports, go to a game, pay a reasonable amount of money, and see something good on TV. So there's a lot of similarities to all of that. I do want to say one thing, though. The list that we present on this program is pulled from news talk stations, not from money stations, not from sports stations, which means that even on news talk stations, such as the one that people are listening to now, the show that we're on right now, those stations are not all politics all the time. Those stations also have discussions about sports, discussions about celebrity gossip, discussions about human interest, relationships, etc. It's not that it's all right-wing, left-wing politics, morning, noon, and night, or that every show that is political always talks about politics consistently. There's far more diversity to this than people realize.
Yep. I think you're right about that. In a moment, I want to sort of hone in on a couple of controversies this week and get your read on how they were handled on the stations that you may have monitored. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry, with news about the Talkers semi-annual convention in New York the first week of June. You may want to check into Talkers.com to find out what you may or may not know already about what's going on. That's an exciting event. It happens twice a year, and most of the people involved in the talk business are there, in fact.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free. your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again.
Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares.
You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com here. This week, the number six item on the countdown, according to your rundown, the Mitch McConnell-Ashley Judd controversy. The reason I bring it up is not to rehash what has been said about them, although it was kind of an interesting story in that you couldn't really understand the first couple of days, the audio that was presented. If you listen to it, you couldn't understand a doggone thing. I mean, somebody somehow got it cleaned up. But more to the point, and the kinds of things that are going on back and forth that create conversation, sometimes just for the, you know, just for the matter of creating it. This week, Ann Coulter suggested glibly that Meghan McCain ought to be assassinated. And from that came lots of hoots from within the party itself. And people, you know, you just wonder sometimes, Michael, what the effect is when folks just say things to get attention.
Well, the effect is that they get attention. And it isn't always good attention.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm trying to figure out, you know, the ratio between any press versus good press versus bad press.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is one of the convoluted concerns of our time. You know, do you get rewarded for bad behavior in our society?
Yes.
To a certain degree you do, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, I think you do. Yeah. Right. So, but it makes for a more interesting conversation. You think, and this is what happens here, politically, they are in a similar position. They both come from the right wing, sort of the right side of the political spectrum. And yet there is now this continuing thing to sort of split that down to this interest group who doesn't like that interest group, even though they both probably voted for the same person for president.
Yeah, well, no matter what you do, you'll never find unanimity in any group.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to eliminate the left completely, just no longer part of the discussion, no more left, the right would become the right and the left. You'd have
right.
The left of the right and the right of the left. In other words, you always will have a left, you always will have a right, no matter what sample you take of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And you always will have arguments within any faction. It becomes like fractals. It goes back to like physics. There's no such thing as one side. There's always another side. We live in a three-dimensional universe.
Ah.
And even our concepts are that way. So the idea that somebody is inherently conservative or inherently liberal, that's only relative to the discussion of the moment. If you get rid of all the liberals and took all the conservatives, and now that's the universe that we're dealing with, you'd have the liberal faction and the conservative faction of that universe. So when you understand that, you're evolved and enlightened on a higher level, you're above the fray of most of the conversation that goes on in the media and in politics today.
Very well put. Explained brilliantly by Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com. Make sure you check him out online as to the latest comings and goings of things going on in your favorite format. Thank you, Michael, for being here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now at 23 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with a countdown extra or two. A lot of discussion about gun control, as usual. Gun legislation number two this week. The talk host named Mike Patrick here with Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas. The two of them talk about reports that the Department of Homeland Security has been stockpiling a lot of ammunition. One wonders why.
We now know and have known for quite some time that the Department of Homeland Security is purchasing ammunition at just an incredible rate. Probably the most email that I get, Congressman, is, Matt, what's going on? Why do you think? And then I will get email from a lot of people who feel that the Department of Homeland Security, our government, feels that there will be a citizens' uprising at some point. And there's a lot of people that are very concerned. I can't buy range ammo. It's hard to find. I can't find ammunition, you know, defensive ammunition, hollow points. You can't find it anymore. What is going on? What is the reason that you feel that all of a sudden DHS is purchasing all of this ammunition?
Well, listen, first of all, I think the whole gun control debate is driving everybody's buying guns and ammo right now. And rightly so. I think they're afraid that the president and the Congress are going to pass gun control legislation taking the stuff away. And so in February, I initiated through our congressional investigative arm, which is the Government Accountability Office, I launched an investigation into this issue. So I met with a team of investigators. They're now investigating, reviewing this, an outside of the executive branch investigation to determine what is the truth here. You know, my constituents and the American people deserve answers as to why they have purchased such a large amount of ammunition. Now, they'll tell you, look, we purchased five-year advance contract to save money, and that's why the number looks so big. Mm-hmm. Now, to some extent, that does make some sense. But we really don't have all the answers right now. And this is, again, getting the secretary, putting her before my committee, when we return after Easter, is, again, one of the tough questions that we're going to ask her. And, you know, everybody demands and should, is entitled to, an answer to this stuff.
Continuing in our extra mode here, There's a discussion that started a few weeks ago, actually, well, maybe a few months ago, regarding horses and the fact that the state of Oklahoma wanted to make it legal to slaughter horses there. Here's host Pat Campbell with an update, talking to pollster Bill Shepard about the public's perception of horse slaughtering.
Talk to me about how you got involved in all this.
Well, the ASPCA and the Humane Society contacted me about commissioning a poll to measure and evaluate public opinion on the horse slaughter legislation. We've banned horse slaughter for 50 years, and the news today is that they're going to delay the workers' compensation bill so it can be studied longer. They make some decisions to slow some things down, to study it more. And
right. So how did you go about doing that? Tell me how big of a group you polled and what the questions looked like and what kind of results you got.
I asked straight down the middle, are you for? I read basically three paragraphs to respondents, and they were asked to whether they support or oppose the legislation. And then I went through a series of statements of what supporters say about the bill and what opponents say about the bill. Mm-hmm. And then I reevaluated whether that had an impact on their decision. And we found that 8% more people, after hearing both sides, opposed the bill. And so the final opposition to the bill was about 66%. We did our surveying just like we've done for the last 8 years in the state of Oklahoma, the same methodology that we've used for the Tulsa World and others that have hired us.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights?
Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, April the 12th. Number two item of this week's countdown, gun legislation proposals. Here from MSNBC, Joe Scarborough talks to Vice President Joe Biden about the bipartisan agreement reached this week in the U.S. Senate on expanded background checks.
First, I want to ask you about what's happened. Joe Manchin and Pat Toomey, a Republican, a conservative Republican from Pennsylvania. Heck, that's almost northern Delaware for you.
It is. I'm a Pennsylvania boy. I know he's almost
of course
as well as
you
he does. So,
you know, for Pat Toomey, this is a jump among Republicans. But explain, if you will, what it would mean if we had universal background checks and the type of bill that they're talking about.
I can tell you what it means where there are universal background checks in states, and the chief could tell you as well. And that is that violent crime is reduced with guns. 34% fewer women are being shot by their husband or boyfriend with a gun. I mean, these things are real. It does have a real impact.
What about the concerns, like the NRA, other gun rights owners, and answer this, because this is important.
This is a gun rights owner.
Okay,
here.
But answer this, if you will, and then we'll ask them what their take is on it, because when I go back to Pensacola, Florida, everybody I talk to, all my gun owner friends say the same thing. We support background checks. It
absolutely
doesn't lead to a national registry. What guarantees do you
give? The guarantee is right now there is no national registry. When you go to buy a gun, say at Dick's, you give your name, address, your country of birth, your place of birth, etc., whether you're an American citizen, Social Security number if you want to. They pick up a phone, they essentially call the FBI or go online. Within 3 minutes, 92% of the people say deny or go forward. Guess what? They don't say what kind of gun you're buying. They don't say where you're going. They don't say what it is, what the transaction is. And when denied, they don't say denied because of mental health. Nothing. And the record, even the notice that you picked up the phone at Dick's and called and asked about Joe Biden,
right,
has to be destroyed in 24 hours. So this idea that there's a national registry, there's no place in the federal government where you can go not a single place, and find out everybody who owns the gun.
That will not change.
That will not change under this. And the thing that I find fascinating, Joe, you know, I was chairman of the committee when we passed all these laws the last time,
right,
with the Brady bill and the background check, I mean, and the whole issue about everything from magazines to et cetera. And guess what? The NRA was for the background check bill. I negotiated personally with the NRA as to how this thing got taken care of. And all of a sudden, it's like, well, it makes sense to check 60% of the people buying guns, but 40%, it doesn't make sense.
North Korea is number three on the countdown this week. Here's host Bill Cunningham with analyst W. Craig Reed. They talk about the latest on North Korea, which might include nuclear attacks from submarines.
I had no idea the North Koreans had subs and that they could have nuclear torpedoes. Please explain.
Well, as you know, a lot of people are concerned about North Korea's ability to fire long-range ballistic missiles from their mainland and perhaps hit targets such as Japan or maybe other countries that are allies to us, or perhaps even hit Guam or Hawaii. But no one's really gotten too excited about their ability to fire something that might hit San Diego, Seattle, Long Beach, Oakland. However, we do know they have, out of the 700 vessels that they have in their fleet, about 10% of them, about 70 of them are submarines, and about 50 of those are what they call miniature submarines, small crew, and they have the ability, and we do believe, inside sources tell me, that they may have nuclear-tipped torpedoes, and they may be headed this way to some of our western ports.
How easy would it be for a small North Korean submarine to launch a torpedo that has nuclear-tipped materials and hit, obviously it would hit a port or something? How easy would that be? Can we detect that?
Well, that's where it's really quite difficult. Since the end of the Cold War, our anti-submarine warfare, ASW, capability has declined rapidly. We just have not had the resources to put behind that as we once did. And so the helicopters, the submarines, the ships that are involved in those types of exercises, hunting down and finding enemy submarines, and the training that goes behind that has dwindled quite a bit. And that's where we have concerns, because these submarines are very small and they're extremely quiet. They run on diesel when they are charging, and so we can hear them when they are charging. But when they go on battery and they're running on battery power, because they're so small and silent, very, very difficult to find.
Up next, Uri Geller joins us with memories of Margaret Thatcher when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
These blinds and wallpaper, we've got it all.
Hi, Steve Katzman here, owner of Steve's Blinds and Wallpaper. My family's been making shopping for blinds fast and easy for over 60 years. Buy direct from stevesblinds.com and save up to 85% off all blind shades and shutters from name brands like Levelor, Bally, Graber, and more. Most orders ship within 72 hours and include free shipping right to your door. We'll save you a ton of money, and I personally guarantee your 100% satisfaction. All the name brands at up to 85% off. At stevesblinds.com, we have it all.
All the looks and all the styles for your windows and your walls. These blinds and wallpaper, we've got it all.
For free blind samples, catalogs, or instant price quote, visit stevesblinds.com or call 800-670-8872, 800-670-8872.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. The death of Margaret Thatcher, number 5 on this week's countdown. On my weekday Good Day program, Rich McFadden, one of the members of our group, and I talked to the program's good friend Uri Geller about his feelings on the passing of Margaret Thatcher. Uri lives in England, so I asked if he'd lived there when Margaret Thatcher was Prime Minister.
No, I was not.
Yeah.
So, but I befriended her through a lord called Lord Greville Janner, who is an older man now, but a great supporter of Israel. I don't know if you all knew this, but Margaret was hugely supportive of the Jewish nation. And I met her in the parliament, and I bent a spoon for her, and I'll never forget her reaction. She held the spoon, looked at it, and she says, "Come on, Uri. You know, how long are you going to continue bending spoons? Get moving. Get to do bigger things.
Do the next thing."
And then she had you find all of the terrorists and oil fields in the UK, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Let me pursue something with you for a second. Uri is an Israeli by birth, and has made no secret of his affection for Israel. One of the first things that we did as friends back a number of years ago was exchange a lot of information. Maybe one of the reasons that I find myself as knowledgeable about Israel as I am is because of my connection and friendship with you. Having said that, in terms of American politics, it seems, and in England the same thing, and I'm not sure I understand this honestly, that's why I'm asking the question. For the most part, I know you well enough to know who you've supported, even though you didn't vote as an American, who you have supported as presidential candidates. And the Republicans, it seems, have been over the years more supportive, for whatever the reason, of the existence of the State of Israel than the Democrats have been. And that's hard for me to sort of sync up with. I don't understand that, frankly, and I wonder whether you have any insight as to why that might be. Liberals not so supportive of...
Sorry, but I didn't quite understand the question.
Well, the liberals are not as supportive of Israel as conservatives seem to be.
Oh,
and I wonder...
Come on. But you know...
There's an oh, come on, Doug, there.
You know, it's the Republican, Democrats. I mean, for instance, when I watch Fox Television, they're constantly very, very, very pro-Israel. You can see that. And they're very anti, or they're against Obama. So one must ask, who is more supportive of Israel, the Republicans or the Democrats? Answer me that quickly.
That was the question I was asking, maybe not particularly well. It would seem if you take current what current events are about, that the Republicans on the face of things are more supportive than the Democrats of Israel. Obama's been severely chastised by many people because it seems he's wishy-washy on the Israeli state, even though he was over there a couple of weeks ago and yada, yada. But is he really? Is that the perception, do you think, of people in Israel?
Well, look, I've been now in England for 30 years, okay?
Yep.
And it is so very difficult for me to understand why Israel is perceived in a very negative way in England. Now, forget the parties. I'm talking overall. The BBC, a very, very major corporation, is so aggressive about Israel all the time, anytime. Even I have, although the BBC just finished a major documentary, you know, based on my secret work that I've done throughout the last 40 years, there is still a resistance. There is still some type of a anti-Israel sentiments that are projected all the time. And, you know, this is maybe because of the propaganda of the Arabs, of the extremists, of the terrorists. There is a huge, huge PR machine working day in, day out to denigrate Israel worldwide. I'm looking at CNN, for instance. You know, I constantly see commercials that are sponsored by Qatar, by Saudi Arabia. I mean, it's just Dubai. So I question all those billions, thousands of billions of dollars that they're, you know, earning a year from their oil. They're plowing it into PR. They are, you know, putting these major commercials on CNN, and CNN says, we'll take it. It's our money. We need to exist. This is obviously my opinion. So it's so very difficult to actually understand this worldwide subliminal hatred towards Israel.
So, it's not, I'm not, the only thing I would disagree with you, I'm not sure it's subliminal. I think it's pretty blatant, frankly. It's pretty obvious. And so, all right, so you.
Yeah, well.
I mean, well, I don't
yeah,
think it's.
You, I guess you're right. And
yeah.
Being Israel, such a tiny country, surrounded by enemies, and now with the threat of nuclear weapon aimed at Israel, probably that will happen 2 years from now, if we don't stop the Iranians, look at what we have to confront constantly, all the time. You know, Doug, you don't know this, but every day there are plots to bomb and shoot Israelis. Suicide bombers are constantly stopped simply because we're so superior to them in intelligence and in the computer world. We have amazing, you know, I can't really talk about it, but there are certain elements that we use to stop these terror attacks upon Israel that are actually being planned and being tried to execute them daily, and we stop them. So we are very, very sophisticated in fighting terror, and this is what we have to live with. I, whenever I can, whenever I am on television, I'm always proud to announce that I'm an Israeli, and I try to promote Israel, almost like an ambassador of Israel on the entertainment level. But I've been feeling this for 40 years. There is still anti-Semitism around the world.
There's huge anti-Semitism. There's huge anti-Semitism. There's huge racism. We think we're such an advanced bunch. We think we talk about slavery as if it's something that doesn't exist anymore in the world. Of course it does. You know, we may have cleaned up our act somewhat here in America, but there are plenty of places, plenty of reasons for being skeptical in big cities in our country. Go to Dublin, Ireland. You don't think that racism exists? I mean, the Irish are extraordinarily bigoted. I don't know.
Dougie, you don't have to go to Ireland. You can go straight in your backyard. Look at these prosecutors that were murdered just a few weeks ago.
Right, down Texas, in Texas, Oklahoma, some. Yeah, right, exactly. Skinheads.
Yeah, I've been reading in the news, seeing on the news that there are skinheads involved. I've seen pictures of young Americans with the swastika tattooed on their backs.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on?
Up next, we check in with Michael Levine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Michael Levine is here. He's the founder of Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, one of the foremost experts. Matter of fact, USA Today called him the Warren Buffett of the media world. Michael Levine has represented 58 Academy Award winners, written 19 books, and works to try to help people and companies and, I guess we could say, not only items, objects. You can do this all the way around, Michael. You can improve somebody's image, you can improve a company's image, and you can improve the image of an object. That's what you have done. You've been a person that put out a lot of fires over the years. So I wonder what you think. I often ask you about people who are in the news and their, you know, the way the public perceives of them. Ann Coulter is a good example of that. And maybe Mitch McConnell, Ashley Judd. There are some similarities between the controversy that was created over the release of this tape, which presents Mitch McConnell in a pretty poor light, taking shots or trying to figure out how to take shots at Ashley Judd if she ran against him for the Kentucky Senate race. How does he deal, or is he just such an old fossil that it doesn't make any difference? People expect this from him.
I think there's a piece of that. There is a certain liberty given to older people at a certain time that have been there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a, you know, there's an upside and a downside to being a veteran. America is changing there in terms of its demographic. I mean, you don't have to, anyone who's been around America for the last 30 years doesn't have to be either Einstein or Freud to figure out that the demographic of the world is changing and that young people are growing in influence. This is exactly why the Obama coalition targeted them to such a degree.
Mm-hmm.
So people like Mitch McConnell are, not relevant to people under the age of 30. And that is becoming an increasingly important voter demographic.
Right. All right. So now, to wit, using that demographic as an example of maybe the new side of the Republican Party or the younger side of the Republican Party, the image that Ann Coulter presents when she suggests that Meghan McCain ought to be assassinated. She said it was just a lighthearted reference, but there have always been wars of words between these two because of the nature of her father, Meghan McCain's father's points of view on things versus those who are on the really radical right like Coulter, most of the time anyway, although she did promote and vote for Mitt Romney. You got to wonder whether she cares or whether she gets the fact that this demo that we're talking about, even though she may be a member of it, doesn't like the way she's presenting herself, and they like the way Meghan McCain presents herself.
Well, two things. First of all, I think any American who is very interested or values civility in political dialogue should come to the conclusion that Ann Coulter's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's a very entertaining idiot. And I think Ann Coulter cares desperately about Ann Coulter. And, you know, it's very hard to judge motives in people. I don't even know my own motives some of the time. So I don't want to ascribe all of Ann Coulter's motives. But I can tell you that every time she acts outrageously and, frankly, like a crazy person, her value in the speaking world and the media world goes up exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
If Ann Coulter wore longer dresses, talked in a civil manner, she would earn about 10% of what she does in book sales and in speaking fees.
Mm-hmm.
But because she wears a short skirt and talks like a crazy person at times, albeit very entertaining, she makes a massive amount of money. And frankly, I think does injury, though, to the civil dialogue that some of us value in America.
Yeah, civil dialogue. Now, isn't that an interesting term? I love that
term. It's anachronistic.
Yeah.
It's very old-fashioned. But,
yeah.
You know, that's my belief.
All right. Brad Paisley teamed up with LL Cool J for a song that stirred up some controversy called Accidental Racism. I've listened to it. I've seen LL Cool J. I've seen both these guys on the television programs explaining themselves. We've got about 35, 40 seconds here. What's your read on this sort of presentation?
Oh, that it will have no lasting significance in American pop culture beyond this conversation or something. You know, Paul Simon had a great line, every generation throws its hero up the pop charts. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, all kinds of things happen in the music world that are interesting for a moment.
Yeah, all right. Interesting perspective. Michael Levine, who's responsible in this past 25 or 30 years of having worked with some of the most important names and companies in our society. He also, besides writing the books I was talking about before, runs the LBN eLert, which is a daily news service. You ought to check it out. LBN eLert. Michael Levine here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.